Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Daylight time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It's your sports bros, Roth and Sook. I'm Roth.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
By the way, my award-winning research department, namely me, I was looking up Doug Gottlieb at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Green Bay?
Wisconsin Green Bay. He is 2-22, and he has lost 17 in a row. So when you asked, is he dealing with the losing streak? The answer is yes. He is dealing with.
Who'd they beat?
They beat Western Illinois.
Wow.
By 10.
Fire that guy.
Yeah. And then they actually blew out 82-57. They beat SIU Edwardsville.
Yeah. That's Illinois.
That's Illinois? Mm-hmm. Southern Illinois, Edwardsville?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite bad because they beat them 57-82. Although, hey, Edwardsville is 14-7 on the year. So, major upset.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, Doug Gottlieb, remember, he's early in the year, he benched his best player because you will learn to do it my way or you won't play. Apparently, Doug's way is 17 in a row.
Your way is to have a radio show in the middle of your basketball day.
Yeah.
He's a goober. Who thought that would be a good idea?
Wisconsin Green Bay.
I mean, that's
Wisconsin
unbelievable.
Green Bay.
Really unbelievable. Yeah. And honestly, I don't even blame him.
No.
I blame them.
I've never seen anything
like
it.
He's like, you're going to let me do both jobs?
Yeah, he's like, okay. Fine, I'll do it.
He has a full-time nationally syndicated radio show that he does while being a head coach. I mean, I would love to ask, and no one would answer it because no one wants to take shots, but I would love to talk to like Dana Altman or, you know, the Tinkler and just be like, with your schedule, could you find time to carve out, oh, I don't know, about 5 hours right in the middle of your day to do a nationally syndicated radio program that talks about all sports? I would just love to hear or just even see the look on the brush's face when you asked him that.
Which do you think Gottlieb finds easier?
Well, I would assume coaching because he's not, he clearly he's not doing it. You know,
that's kind of what I think too.
You think he thinks coaching's easier?
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, he can't win. He doesn't think it's hard.
I don't think he cares. No. He is cashing a great. He's like, dude, all I got to do is roll the ball out, run some drills every day for 2 hours. I don't care if we win or lose. They're still paying me.
Yeah. I mean, at least with the radio show, you have to have some semblance of what you're going to talk about. I mean, no offense, but can't you just you tell your assistant coaches, hey, this is what we're doing, and then you show up. I don't know. You show up for a walkthrough?
Is he a better radio host than coach?
Boy. Yeah. The answer to that question is,
yes. I think you're right.
Yes. It has to be yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is the 2-7? Wait, 2-21, you said? 2-19?
I think they're, I just
they lost it. 17 in a row?
They're 2-20.
2-20?
17 in a row.
Who is the 2-20 equivalent sports radio host? Don't answer that.
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah. All right.
Not touching it.
And as Deal says, Eastern and Northern Illinois better be on the lookout because Gottlieb likes to beat the Illinois schools.
I wonder if has he played any of the other directional schools? I'm going to look. See if he's got the Campbell. The Campbell?
The Campbell Camels?
Camels? Yeah, they whooped his ass. Cleveland State hammered him. Michigan, he lost to Michigan Tech, for God's sakes.
Well, and there was the one that really went viral is when he complained about them having to play a D2 school and, like, what are we doing in when it's 2 degrees outside and we're making kids come to the gym in the middle. Like, yeah. He basically said it was stupid to have to go through the exercise of playing this less-than school that they're supposed to beat by, like, 30, and then they lost to him.
God, this could not happen to a bigger dweeb.
He lost to
this is so great.
He lost to Purdue Fort Wayne. He lost to the Mastodons. I didn't even know Purdue Fort Wayne had a team.
All right, coming up, finally, talk of shortening the NBA season. A couple of while I was away notes. And in the club tonight, we will talk about, quite a midair collision over the Potomac.
Yeah, boy, that's terrifying.
So we will get to that. But, apparently, Suk wants to give you Tanya Harding's slave girl erotic fiction.
I don't want to.
I'm telling you right now.
The people need it.
No, they don't.
Yes,
they do. And I'm telling you right now, I don't condone this.
You do.
Yeah, I don't. But there's only
so much. The text line has actually said they don't want this.
Yeah, they don't want this.
I believe I've already taken a passage from chapter 23 of the 28 chapters of Tanya Harding Slave Girl. And I'll just give you a little taste right here. Tawny tried to scream through the gag.
Oh, dear. Why is that funny?
It's just a little taste of chapter 23 of what that's bringing to the table. And I like that they're calling her Tawny because, you know, they're trying to keep it light, trying to keep it spicy.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
Number five.
Well, ESPN has picked up their option to continue televising ACC sports through 2036. Believe it or not, I mean, that's not a huge headline, but it is a big deal for the ACC because had they not picked up that option, I don't know who televises that garbage.
I don't know. It's not good, although they did get two teams in the playoffs, so
damn.
That'll be the last time that happens.
Well, had ESPN not picked up their option there, that deal would have ended after the 2027 season. So the league, they say they're going to try to create more top-tier matchups, including Notre Dame, maybe pit Notre Dame against Clemson more, you know, that type of thing. They're still trying to settle lawsuits with Clemson and Florida State.
Yeah, because Clemson and Florida State want out, and the rest of the schools are just happy to be getting $30 million. So they're not, you know, playing Pac-12 type teams. No offense to the Pac-12.
Number four.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver suggesting taking games down to 40 minutes from 12-minute quarters to 10-minute quarters.
Because that'll solve the problem.
He says a two-hour format is more consistent with the modern television element. He says they've also talked about only awarding two free throws for fouling a three-point shooter.
I also like that he said nothing about shortening the TV broadcast. The commercials would stay the same.
That's right. And you will still be charged the same amount to watch less basketball. They will raise the rates. More of a premium product.
Yeah, you get better basketball now.
That's right.
Isn't it weird that a couple years ago we talked about the decline of baseball and what sort of trouble they were in, and it's really been flipped on its ear. The Major League Baseball is robust right now, breaking revenue records. And I know the NBA's fine. They just signed that massive TV deal, but, dude, their audience is a shrinking.
Yeah, well, and I guess if you use that example, baseball turned it around.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe the NBA can do the same. We will talk more about that story coming up in our next segment. New head coach of the Raiders, Pete Carroll, is bringing back defensive coordinator Patrick Graham.
His contract had actually expired, but he was up for other jobs, but they convinced him to come back. Apparently they like him, and Pete knows something about defense.
He was originally hired by Josh McDaniels there. Also returning to the NFL in 2025 will be Rams quarterback Matt Stafford. Nothing is official yet, but reports are he wants to be back in L.A., but may want a new deal.
Yeah, that may be a bit sticky because, I mean, Matt Stafford can still sling it a little bit. He's really immobile, and his best days are behind him. So, you know, how much do you want? How many years does he want? There's got to be an out in case the play declines. But if you're the Rams, I don't know where else you go. You have a really young, talented team that can win now. If you don't give Stafford what he wants and he walks, what the hell do you do?
A couple of other hires. Jets are bringing in former Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks as their defensive coordinator. And David Shaw, formerly of Stanford, will be the passing game coordinator for your Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I think that's a sneaky little move. Everything you hear about him is that he is a really, really bright offensive mind and helps with the new OC.
Winners of 5 of 6, your red hot and rolling Portland Trailblazers will host the Orlando Magic tonight.
Break them up.
Jeremy Grant, questionable with right ankle soreness. He only played 15 minutes the other night. Portland won by 22 over these bros in Orlando last week.
No one played for Orlando in that game, though.
The Magic, they are 500. They are losers of 12 of their last 17. We also get Oregon UCLA tonight on the Fan after us. The Bruins winning on a last second three-pointer back in Eugene. In December.
So. Let me see where Orlando's at these days.
Let's do it.
They're the sixth seed in the East.
They're right at 500, aren't they?
500, yeah.
Number one.
Remember, like, Danny always says the magic number for being in the top six in the lottery is 22 wins. You know, Portland's at 18, so this.
So they're screwing the pooch there.
You can't afford many more of these W's.
And number one, Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, accused by 6 Baltimore area massage therapists of inappropriate behavior.
Yeah, this is bad stuff.
So much so that he had been banned from 2 spas, the time frame 2012 to 2016. He would whip out his wiener and sometimes rub his wiener up against them. What else did he do? He would
leave particles of himself behind.
Yeah.
That was the other thing.
Spread his DNA. He is denying all of this, by the way.
So it's interesting in that the 6, actually there's 7. The 7th hasn't really come forward yet. So they didn't know each other. Rumors of this, I guess, have been going around for years. There was 2 tweets that people in the Baltimore area had put out from 2021, so 4 years ago, saying that Justin Tucker was about to get canceled and that he had been banned from several high-end spas. And so I guess this rumor has kind of been circulating, and that's what happened. The newspaper heard these rumors, went and started did some investigating and found all of these women with the same story, that none of these women actually knew each other or knew of that he had done this to others.
Yeah, it's not like one of those suits where like a bunch of people get together and come forward. They all were found out separately.
So, of course, he denies it, but, boy, it sure seems like there's a lot of smoke here.
There is, but there's no way to prove any of it. No. And there are no criminal charges or anything. So, you know, I don't know how much will come of this, but maybe the NFL will punish. Yeah.
I mean, the NFL will look into it. I mean, Deshaun Watson never got charged with anything. He did have to settle a bunch of civil suits, and the NFL did punish him. So, I mean, look, Deshaun Watson got raked over the coals, and I'm not certain why Justin Tucker is necessarily getting the benefit of the doubt, other than 7 is better than 25, but I mean, I don't think it looks particularly good for Justin Tucker, although to be fair, he has come out and denied all of this.
Hey, do you guys want any hot Pro Bowl dodgeball updates?
Someone just got hit right in the giblets.
And you know who threw that? Seahawk Leonard Williams.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Getting hit in the fun bag, not fun ever. But I'm guessing Leonard Williams throwing a dodgeball and hitting you right in the cash and prizes? That can't feel good. It's no good.
Exclusive audio of the racking.
Do we see who got hit? I just saw the reaction.
It was Branch.
Yeah,
from Detroit.
Oh, Brian Branch.
Yeah, Brian Branch.
Whoops.
Hot 5-5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. All right, the NBA is floating out some ideas. Let's talk about it next.
Also, who's in charge of your penis?
Before we get to the NBA, this Pro Bowl dodgeball is being widely panned.
Oh.
Well, they're playing like wimps.
I say widely. This is just social media reacting, and usually social media live time reacting to anything is negative.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, very rarely do you get anyone that actually likes anything.
But I've been watching every second, and it's not very entertaining.
Well, it's not because a lot of people are complaining they don't have any graph. Like, you don't know what's going on. Mm. Like, it's just a bunch of guys throwing balls at each other, which I know you love.
Big fan.
And there's no graphics. Mm. So it's AFC versus NFC.
Yeah.
And I know that because you could bet on it. Yeah. Are your balls jiggling?
I see George Kittle right there.
I'm sure Buckley has a wager on this.
I do not. Wasn't offered at my book.
If for some reason, Terry Crews is involved.
Yeah, so
he's like the MC, it appears.
You know, they're just throwing balls at each other like the movie. And
Brian Branch got hit in the junk, so there's that.
Nobody knows what's happening. The other thing is I'm seeing clips of Justin Jefferson trying to catch footballs out of a jugs machine.
Yes.
With giant cartoon hands.
Yeah, I saw he's wearing, I don't know what was happening because again, no graphics, but it's on behind you, and so occasionally I look up and he put on Hulk hands.
Yeah,
but they were painted white and I don't know why.
Was it because they're Disney? Is it like Mickey Mouse hands?
They looked like Hulk hands.
Oh,
but
okay.
I mean it would I don't know, but they were painted white, and yes, he was attempting to catch it, and I did not see him catch a ball.
Can they just
Can't
they just get rid of it?
Yeah,
I mean, probably. I get it.
I mean, they're
the NFL. Yeah. They're probably making a lot of money off of it because of the NFL. But maybe just take an L for once and call it good.
You don't even have to take an L. Just give the players some cash and be like, "These were the best players this year. Congrats, everybody. Let's all go home."
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I mean, they're not going to play. Nobody wants to get hurt. It's a sport. The sport.
They've eliminated the game. They just play flag football.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this sport is not. So, in other words, they're not going to get the Pro Bowl back.
No.
So no.
What are we doing?
It's
with
over.
Cartoon hands and dodgeball. Come on.
Yeah. I'm watching the Justin Jefferson thing. So, you attempt to catch several balls just like one handed with your regular gloves. And then, as the bonus, you do put on the giant Hulk hands.
So, you get extra points.
You get extra points.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Well,
what are we doing?
I guess we're putting on giant hands, and then
just put it out of its misery.
Yeah, it probably at this point should be taken out back and shot. Mitch, do like a fashion night or something, right? They all like to dress up and just, I don't know, do something like that.
Yeah, do one of those Michael Rubin parties and just have a bunch of celebs show up and everyone wear their best, most expensive stuff, and you know.
I'm still trying to process the giant hands, because now that I'm watching it, like, and I can actually pay attention to it, it's something else.
And it makes me sad.
Someone said, I deadass want to see Cam Hayward on bench press 225 reps, but instead they're putting ludicrous music videos and Justin Jefferson with prop hands.
Exactly. Didn't they used to, like, back in the 80s and 90s, didn't they have a pretty cool skills competition?
Yeah, they had, like, the O-lineman and D-lineman did bench press.
The quarterbacks would, like, dip the football in the little paint and hit the targets, you know?
I think Larry Allen bench pressed, like, they would do, like, a max. Like, Larry Allen, I think, bench pressed, like, 600 pounds or something stupid.
And I'm surprised I'm saying this, but the kickers, like, played horse, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah,
they would, like, try
that.
To kick up, like, hit uprights from different parts of the field and stuff.
Maybe you could have Deshaun Watson and Justin Tucker there, and they could lead their own form of Pro Bowl games.
What do you mean by that?
Say, might get you might have to put
honorary Captain Robert Kraft.
You might have to put that on like Showtime, Cinemax. Who would have thought? By the way, again, let's go back a couple years.
So who won?
No one knows.
They're shaking. No one.
I don't. I honestly couldn't tell you.
The NFC just won.
NFC won.
Yeah. Okay. Are you sure?
And they were in the blue.
But there's three different colors. Some are red, some are white, some are blue.
Yeah, Peyton Manning's.
Yeah, I think dark is NFC and light is AFC.
Yeah. Oh. That's right. Again. Oh, no, because Kittle's in the... Yeah, he's
dark is NFC, yeah.
Is this become...
No, he's in light, though.
Is this Kittle's become the new NBA celebrity all-star game that derails this program?
Who's that guy? Oh, that's... I love him.
Buda Baker?
Buda Baker.
He's great.
Again, back to my original point.
Anyway.
Who would have thought...
What's happening?
...that Robert Kraft would be the good guy in the NFL massage controversy?
What do you mean? Why is he a good guy?
Robert Kraft is the
only... He's not a good guy. He's the least bad guy.
Everyone participating in the Robert Kraft massage...
Least bad. Not most good.
Was a willing and compensated active member of what happened at the Orchid Massage Place.
I don't think that's right, is it?
Yes.
I thought they were looking into that because of trafficking.
No.
Well, that's what they originally said.
Yeah, and then it turned out to be no.
So there was no trafficking going on?
And Robert, they said on the video that Robert Kraft paid several hundred dollars. He gave them a hug and a kiss and then went about his merry way. He was the only one where everyone was an active participant. Therefore, I think we can conclude Robert Kraft, the good guy of NFL massage controversy.
You don't think there's some NFL player somewhere along the line that never harassed their masseuse?
Not that we know of.
Or masseuse.
At this point, I think we have no other option than to conclude that this is how the NFL conducts massages. And in that light, Robert Kraft, the good guy.
What if the NFL started polling masseuses all across the country and start handing out... lack of harassment awards?
Well, you were out of the room at one of the breaks. I'm like, how many hundreds of players have done the same stuff Justin Tucker's been doing and are just glad it's not falling down on
there's a lot of guys right now sitting there like, oh, crap.
Like, this has to happen all over the country with these guys.
Well, it's not even these guys.
Is this the new Catholic Church scandal right here?
Well, I mean, I bet if you brought in any female masseuse, they could tell you some horror stories.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the story in Baltimore... There's stuff in there where the masseuse is like, yeah, penises fall out and, you know, erections happen and it's a thing. But we know the difference between that and, like, just, you know, what Justin was doing, you know. So, I mean.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
That's right.
Then fair the question. Bonus rewards program kicks in.
Absolutely fair.
I had two massage therapists that I went to for many years. And one worked on a... worked with a professional sports team here in town, and she can handle herself. That gal is no nonsense. And I did ask her once when the Deshaun Watson thing came out, and she told me that once in a blue moon, someone would maybe go down a road that she didn't like. And she said she had ways to make sure that never happened again. Mm-hmm. And she goes, there's pressure points and elbows where you can make sure that before they even like, the moment it starts to get to that line and she's like, I don't know if this is getting weird, she ends it right there. But my other lady had never worked with athletes, but she had great stories, and she said most of them were old men. She said the older...
That doesn't surprise
she
me.
She said when you got above the age of like 65 or 70, she said they got really, really bold.
The
given
F meter drops way down at that point.
Yeah.
They don't care.
But it was also kind of hilarious too.
They've gotten away with everything.
Yeah, it was... So she said it was never like 30 or 40 year old business guys, but if you got a wealthy guy that tipped real well that was 70, she goes, be prepared. That dude's going to ask for some weird things. She had one guy ask if she would brush his nipples. She was like, brush your nipples?
I'm going to show you my boobs.
Yeah. Not massage. He wanted them brushed. And at that point, probably go.
The text line has solved the problem. The NFL should just start a handy program. That's a great idea.
It would help keep Tyreek Hill from fathering more children.
Exactly. You want to protect your players?
This is like my Hookers as Heroes program that I want to implement for the struggling people of America. Right, we're on the same page here. Robert Kraft could start it. He's got the money.
I think he knows a thing or two.
We tap into the OnlyFans community. We got this.
All right. We'll get to the NBA. Now, they're floating some ideas out there about changes. Big, big changes. Bigly. And we'll see what everyone thinks of those next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's getting very racy today on the program.
Wait till Tonya Harding erotic fiction. I don't know.
I hope you kids are okay out there.
I don't know if we're prepared for it, to be honest with you.
Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah, I may have to wait till tomorrow. This may have to be a Friday club. I'm not certain you can handle it right now.
I think you should bring it up when Joey's on tomorrow and see what happens.
You think Joey can handle Tonya erotic fiction?
No.
No, I don't. I don't think he can.
You rarely have good questions.
This one does involve Nancy Kerrigan, too. It's why I like Chapter 23. And a milking device. Thinking like some Bavarian milkers. What is happening right now?
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
There's a transition.
Is a proponent of a few changes to the NBA game, which he even qualifies by saying that he's probably in the minority and they will likely never happen.
The answer to that is yes.
Wait, what? The answer to what is yes.
It's not going to happen.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, he said, so I love when leagues do this. Manfred did this with baseball, all the big baseball changes several years ago. If it's even remotely controversial or radical, they will go on an interview and toss it out.
Yeah, float it out.
And see the reaction, because they don't have the balls to stand behind anything that the people don't want.
Yeah.
Even if it could be good for their game. Mm-hmm. Adam Silver is the latest to do this. By going on an interview and saying that he wants to, he would be a proponent of shortening games to 40 minutes because Olympic games are 2 hours. College basketball is, of course, 40 minutes and is generally an hour for the first half, an hour for the second half. Mm-hmm. And it would, so instead of 48, I mean, they're the only league that plays 48 minutes.
Yes. And that was his point. Internationally, it'd be in line with everyone else.
So he says he's a fan of 4 10-minute quarters.
Yes. Which. Look, the only reason he's talking about doing this is because people are, it's not very popular right now and people are tired and they find it boring and the style of play, but cutting 2 minutes off a quarter, what does that do? And he referenced the fact that at the end of quarters and the end of games, it gets drawn out. All you're doing is just drawing it out 2 minutes closer.
It's a non-solution.
It is absolutely a non-solution. It doesn't address any of the problems going on in the game whatsoever. And as far as a stat keeping and like a records basis, again, you're screwing everything up. I mean, I just don't know what the benefit of this is. And by the way, it's not shortening any games. The TV commercials are going to be exactly the same. They're not going to do away with TV inventory. So what are you doing? If you're sitting there in the arena, there's especially during national broadcast games, it's just going to be more downtime. So great. So we get 2 minutes less game and I get more time to sit there and watch nothing, or I get more commercials. I don't get what this solves.
They're saying one huge benefit of shortening the games by 8 minutes alongside a more compact television product could be player safety. Such a reduction in game time would reduce the NBA season by 656 minutes, the equivalent of 13 and a half NBA games in the current format.
Yeah, well.
And that's what I think they're doing. When I read this, I was like, oh, well, what they're trying to do is shorten the season because they know they should,
yeah.
But they're not going to shorten the actual season because of revenue.
Yeah.
Each game brings in so much revenue and eyeballs on TV. So the next best way to them to do that is to just play a shorter time period in each of those games because they still make the same amount of money.
But can I ask another question? So if I'm playing a guy, like Giannis. We go with the old Giannis Antetokounmpo, or I don't know, like who's the, I guess he's taking, whatever guy. Let's say you play 38 minutes a night, right? You're out there and that's your, you play 35 to 38 minutes. And I go from a 48-minute game down to a 40-minute game. Why wouldn't I still play 38 minutes? I'm keeping my best player on the floor, and I get to play him the exact same minutes.
If that's their physical capacity, you just get them for a bigger percentage of the game.
Well, then maybe that's better for the game. Stars out there more?
I guess.
For more that we have. I mean,
but the ones that have issues playing back-to-backs are still going to have issues playing back-to-backs.
They're not going to play back-to-back. And if the whole point is to lessen the burden on players' knees, I don't think you are, because I think those guys are still going to play the exact same minutes or still take the exact same amount of rest.
Well, I mean, at some point, you got to get your reserves in there.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
you're paying them.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
I don't know. I think the minutes dispersion would probably be, I think it would be commiserate to the.
You think?
Maybe.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's some cases like you're talking about, but I would imagine stars would like to play fewer minutes on average, yes.
Yeah.
And if you shorten the games, they could play fewer minutes. I'm not advocating for this at all. I'm just trying to, you know, see both sides of it.
I'm fascinated with the idea of giving someone a product that you don't really want to, less and less people are enjoying, and your whole strategy is to give them less of it. I don't know. I'm confused by what exactly they're.
I think they're up against the eight ball.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to really improve that product, so many things to do that would take money out of their pocket.
Yeah.
And they are not willing to do that. So, I mean, I think he's just simply, honestly, dude, I think Adam Silver is throwing stuff against the wall here.
Yeah.
And he's just, he said it in an interview. He said, I'm probably in the minority. He said, most people wouldn't go for this, but I would. Okay, let's see how that goes. And I think you're probably going to hear him do more of these things.
Yeah.
As all-star, he'll have his big all-star break. He'll make the rounds and he'll say some controversial things about things they'll want to change. But I just think they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, because if they're really going to improve that product, it's massive overall. It's massive changes. And they're not willing to do this.
Vancouver Vortex line. So they're going to make us pay more for less. Brilliant!
Well, I mean, that...
I mean, if you were going to a Major
League... That is the corporate way.
If you went to a Major League Baseball game and they said, okay, I got an idea for baseball, right? We need to shorten the games. Let's just go 7 innings. Like, I mean, it's kind of... It's NFL. All right, guys. Playing 3 quarters. Well,
They sped up the games, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And it worked great.
Yes.
So perhaps the NBA should look at that and say, well, these games, when you're watching a freaking NBA game,
drags on forever.
The last 5 minutes are the worst.
Yeah.
You have 8 million timeouts. Mm-hmm. You have 8 million commercials.
Yeah. Challenges.
The flow of the game is completely disrupted.
Yeah.
Work on that.
Well,
that would help.
And like college football did that. Remember, they stopped. College football used to stop the clock after every first down, and they figured that out. The NFL does the running clock when you run out of bounds. You know, it's like, I mean, there's ways to do this without, I don't know, just chopping off minutes, giving me 8 minutes less game time. I just find it puzzling that the idea is less of your product. If the idea of less of your product is better, I think it says something about your product.
Well, of course it does. And he knows that.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, who doesn't think that?
Yeah.
But Adam Silver has to toe this line of, well, we've got a great thing, but we might want to tweak, you know, we might make some changes, right? Like, who is the biggest advocate of the NBA? It's Adam Silver.
Adam Silver,
he's
yeah.
the commissioner
yeah.
of the league.
I mean, that is his job.
Exactly. So that's what you're hearing here,
yeah.
is his rather clumsy, I think, attempt
yeah.
at tossing stuff out because he knows
yeah.
there isn't anyone who doesn't think the NBA sucks besides maybe Danny Meringue. I mean, there's NBA diehards.
Yeah.
I get it. It's and that's fine. It's just to the masses, that product is absolutely
it's rough,
terrible.
Yeah. And I feel like
it didn't always.
No,
it wasn't. It hasn't always been that way.
No, I wonder. I'm trying to think with football because baseball went through theirs. Hockey certainly went through theirs. I mean, you're not a big hockey guy, but, you know, Buck remembers that there was a neutral zone trap thing That just,
yes. It made the game unwatchable.
It made the game unwatchable. It was brutal, and they had to address it. And then there was an imbalance without a salary cap, and that was addressed. So the NHL went through theirs. Major League Baseball certainly went through theirs. The NBA is going through theirs now. Did football? I mean, we had the kneeling thing, but that really concussions.
I think the first thing that comes to mind is they opened up or they protected quarterbacks better.
Yeah.
Because those guys, everybody's getting hurt.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And they still are to some degree.
Well, I just mean,
but it's gotten better.
You imagine if we played with these quarterbacks, but you played under the old rules, dude, people would be dying. I feel like every time something comes along to the NFL and they were like, oh my God, this is what's going to take down the NFL. The NFL laughs and like tussles its hair, gives it a fresca and sends it to bed. Like, you know, whether it was the injury thing, whether it was the softening of the game, because remember, that was a thing for a while. Ah, a bunch of candy asses, you can't hit anymore. It's all, you know, can't play defense, concussions, and then, you know, it was the Trump calling a bunch of whatever losers and fire their asses, and we can't kneel, and I'll never watch the NFL again.
These people are crazy. Yeah. There's something wrong with them.
Yeah, nothing stops. Boxing had their issue. Like, you know, boxing's become irrelevant. Golf's going through a huge one right now. The NFL just kind of seems to
You've got
to
kick them off the tour.
The NFL's the one league that
It's because part of it is the NFL has such a good product.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, there are going to be tweaks, there are going to be changes. You have to keep up with that or else you fall behind, right? Yeah. The NFL, it's easy when you're on top and you have this many eyeballs to stay, you know, to keep tweaking it for the better. The NBA, they had opportunities, I think, many years ago to tweak it and keep growing into the future. And they have sat on their hands. Yep. And now all of a sudden you look up and it's really been in the last 3 or 4 years where the three-pointers just gone bizarre or bananas. They have a real problem now.
And you got guys that don't want to play. Guys are sitting out. The style of play, like you said, is bad. You got guys now going to be making $100 million a year.
And there's zero development of American players.
No.
You find out when a kid is 14 or 15 that he's going to have this freakish level of athleticism, and you just fast-track him through all the AAU stuff. He never plays tough basketball.
And that's another problem the NBA has, is you look at the MVPs and you look at the guys coming up, and look, you can call this xenophobic or, you know, whatever you want. Look, bottom line is, it's an American sport, and people want to root for homegrown American players. And when you've got the Jokic's of the world, and even to an extent the Wembys, and you've got this great influx of great foreign talent, it is a problem. A lot of people want their homegrown hero, and it's not happening.
You've got a league that any changes to make it way better, like first of all, there has to be a lot of them, and they have to be radical.
Yeah.
Right? The NFL, it's incremental.
Yeah.
They keep up with it. Mm-hmm. They do not let their league get to a place where it's catastrophic and you have to make these, because people don't like radical changes, right? If you're ahead of the game like the NFL has been, you can tweak and change and grow and continue on a good path. The NBA did not do that.
No.
And Major League Baseball did not do that.
Yeah.
They had to come back in with radical changes here recently, and it worked.
Yeah, and it ruffled some feathers, but it worked.
Definitely ruffled feathers, but it is a way better product.
Yeah.
And they are reaping the rewards of that. Has the NBA let it get too out of control? Like, dude, you can have change everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's tough.
There are so many radical changes you got to make to bring that thing back that I don't know how Adam Silver does it. They're going to need a new commissioner, first of all.
And there's so many bad teams, too. There really is. I mean, can we just be honest? Like, half of that league is unwatchable?
Well, yes.
I mean,
now, in fairness to all sports, most leagues have a third or so. I don't know about half. Most professional leagues, there's some really bad ball. I mean, NFL is, you know, when you watch the freaking Jags play the Titans, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's not like...
Excuse me.
It isn't like in the NBA. It really is.
Well, there's a lot of and Dwayne says it on the Vancouver Four text line. I think he's right that the Players Association, somewhere along the way in the NBA, the Players Association got way too much power.
Yes,
and
too greedy, probably.
And that has really hurt that league. Yeah. Owners, NFL, the owners are in charge.
Yes,
and you can debate the merits of that and the fairness, whatever.
They'll
it's
drop the
just
hammer.
The way it is.
Yeah.
It's their league, and they're going to control it. The NBA, it's the opposite. It's the tail wagging the dog.
Players' league.
Yeah, and players are just, This is why they seem pampered. This is why they seem lazy. This is why they seem, you know, not committed. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things. It is just not. Think about all the decisions that had to happen over time for it to get to this point. And then you add in analytics of the three-pointer, and now mid-range is completely gone. And you add in just the development of the athlete, the athleticism. Look at Wemby. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing the league does have going for it, is
greatest
it has
athletes in the world.
Some of the best specimens in any sport, anywhere, doing some amazing things, but they don't showcase it. Mm-hmm. So it's just that. Ah, man, dude.
I got Anthony Edwards now taking half of his shots that are three-point jump shots.
So the player, dude, I've always said this. I've said this since 1980. Guaranteed contracts need to go away. They will never, because they're collectively bargained, and the Players Association will never give that back.
Yeah.
Okay, that needs to go away. In the NFL, you got to play well to get paid, or you get cut.
Yeah.
It's just the way it
All
is.
All you need to know, look at a guy like Embiid or Zion. Right. And the hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts that they get, and they play a third of the games. Put that in the NFL. You're gone after 1 year
and play maybe. So college basketball plays, what, 40 games before they get to a postseason?
Yeah.
Play 40 games. Yeah. If you got rid of guaranteed contract, made guys play for their money and perform for their money and shorten the season all the way down to where it really does create
every
on
game,
a game by game basis.
Yeah.
It creates urgency, dude. You have one of the best sports products out there.
Yeah.
They'll never do any of that. They've let it slip way too far. Yeah.
Did you
greed
see
or whatever it is, and they can't put that genie back in the bottle? I don't know what they do.
Did you see the Zion Williamson quote today? It felt like a microcosm of the whole problem having today.
Yep.
I'll pull it up here, but basically he's not playing back to backs right now, and he was asked about that, and he says, "Let me make it clear to everybody out there: if I could play in the back to backs, I would. Physically, yes, I can, but I work for the Pelicans, and they have decided that based off of the numbers, it's not smart for me to do that right now. If that's what they feel, I'm rocking with them on that." So you have a guy who's supposed to be part of your next generation of big superstars who's saying, "I could go out there and play more," and his team doesn't want him to, and he's like, "But I'm cool with that."
Yep.
It's a huge problem.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they do.
I would just like to point out that the Bills and the Chefs,
good luck.
That game, damn near 58 million people.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck, NBA.
They're doing great. Hey, just remember LeBron said Christmas, it's our day.
But they can share it. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. I scared someone. I psyched him out.
You did.
Well, I said I was going to wrap it up next, and he was like, "Wait, no club? No.
Nah.
Because that is what you say at the end of the third segment of the club, is we'll wrap it up next.
I know.
Wrap it up.
I know. I shouldn't say that because it scares people. Like,
wrap it up.
The show's over. The show's not over.
The show's not over until Red Ships of Spain plays.
That's right. Sports.
Red Ships of Spain. Well,
that would indicate the show's over.
Just
kidding.
You terrified
kidding.
Him even more.
Just kidding.
Although I will say, when I'm out and about and I hear Walk of Life, I do think, I'm like, what, I'm done? Like, if I'm just like
it's weird.
If I'm at a restaurant or I'm just driving around and that's, I'm like, instantly I'm conditioned. I'm like, what, we're done?
I was waiting for like a prescription somewhat recently, like just at the pharmacy, and I hear the I'm like, well, I guess I should leave now.
Yeah.
Nope, I still need to get my thing.
Because I don't hear Red Ships of Spain out and about quite as much. It's not as popular as Walk of Life.
Well,
we're
done bitching about the NBA. We'll go back to not caring about it. Although, we could maybe talk about the Blazers tomorrow. If they win again tonight.
Yeah.
What?
We talked about them a little bit yesterday. Like, what the hell are they doing?
What are they doing?
We don't know.
Well, they're on the precipice of doing something silly, but again, no one has tanked better after the All-Star break in the last 3 years than the Blazers.
But
so
why do you have to wait?
Yeah exactly. I guess the question is not what are they doing. The question is what were they thinking?
That's a good point.
Setting out, you know, just from the very start, they were not on the same page, and now it's backfiring.
Yes.
Were they thinking, putting Chaunce out there? Chaunce wants to win.
He needs to win for his own reputation.
You didn't give him an extension, and you expected him to just lose games for you?
It's like when the Bears let Lovie Smith coach that last game. Whoops.
God.
Texans did this. Yeah, if your job is to lose games, don't have a coach that's desperate to win games in charge of the organization. So what you're telling me is,
unbelievable,
top to bottom, not necessarily on the same page.
Doesn't
shocker.
Seem it.
No.
All right, the club is next. The mid-air collision over the Potomac we shall discuss. And Souk, against my better judgment, would like to read more Tonya Harding erotic fiction to you.
Pretty excited.
Over the airwaves.
I have to do some creative editing. I have to skip around a bit.
So grab the kids, the wife, huddle around your radio.
It's hot stuff.
That's next on The Fan.